Let's talk about Sub-Zero refrigeration. If you're in the market really for a built-in refrigerator, specifically Sub-Zero, and you're looking around, there can be a lot of different options, a lot of different series, a lot of different styles. And you may be wondering kind of what's the difference between all of these. So we're going to break that down a little bit here today. And within Sub-Zero, you're going to see kind of their classic series, their designer series, and a pro series. So let's talk about that, some of those differences, and let's start with the classic series.
Classic's kind of what built their business. It's the unit where you see the compressor on the top, generally louvered, could be covered with wood. It can be hidden, but it's really made to be seen. When it's stainless steel, it's made to be seen. Now, the trend is of inset cabinetry or flush appliances in the classic series can be done, whether it's paneled or stainless steel. Things to know there, you have to leave a half inch reveal around the sides of the unit. And we recommend pulling the refrigerator out to 27 inches deep. Technically, it requires 26 3/16, but to give you a little balance with the plumbing or non-plumbed wall to allow for that unit to just have a little bit of grace. But at the end of the day, it does stick out slightly more than some of the other ones we're going to talk about today. But it's that tried and true, comes in varying sizes. And honestly, it's the number one sold. You know, that's where you're going to get the 42-inch French door, the 48-inch French door, 36-inch French door. So that's kind of a big meat part of the business, all the side-by-side. So generally one unitized unit that has fridge, freezer combined in most cases. There are exceptions, of course.
Yeah, and then when you jump into the designer series, now this, I would say, is probably the most comparable to a lot of the other brands, although there's certainly other brands that kind of look more like the classic as well. But the designer series is going to be more that integrated style. So if you want really kind of your refrigerator to blend in completely with your cabinets, where you can't really tell the difference between the fridge and the cabinet, same depths, all that, that's really where you're looking at, is more that integrated designer series. You can get a completely flush integrated look with a 25-inch deep cabinet. So still some custom cabinetry there for sure, but definitely a couple inches shorter than what you're going to see with the classic series. In addition, you get that zero clearance hinge. So now where you're talking about needing that reveal on the side on the classic, you don't need that reveal on the side with the integrated series, with their designer series. Opens right up. It has an articulating hinge that will come out and around. Sizes is definitely different though too. So if you're looking for a bottom mount, like you were saying, you know, 36, 42, 48 inch French door, you're not getting that in the designer series. They have 30 and 36 inch bottom mounts, but they're single door, not French door, with two drawers underneath. But if you're looking at columns, now this is certainly where they have a lot of different sizes, from separate refrigerator and freezer columns, where anywhere really from 18 inches to 36 inches on those columns as well, where you can combine and put those together. In addition, really in their integrated series is where you'll find things like wine columns to be able to pair with those other columns as well. So maybe more, not necessarily more options, but different options and different insulation types than what you're going to get with the classic series. And then finally, we have the Pro Series.
Yeah, and just to clear up on that designer series too, you're talking 25 inches deep in cabinets, yep, versus 27, right, of the classic series. A little less capacity, and the compressor is really put down at the bottom.
Absolutely,
all those,
yeah,
spaces.
Great,
so
point.
A little,
yeah,
cleaner,
yeah,
aesthetic. To give you perspective as an audience, you know, 75% of what we sell is the classic series still, and then the designer and now the Pro Series, which I'll talk about, make up the remainder.
Yeah, and like you said, with that compressor, like certainly good differences to point out. That integrated series, you're definitely reaching up a little bit tall, like we talk about in a lot of those built-in refrigerators, whereas the classic series, because that compressor is up high, definitely pushes
height
it down.
Correct,
exactly.
Yeah. So then we get into the Pro Series, a niche category for them. That's really trying to go after restaurant, commercial style, look great, feel, stainless steel interiors, a lot of pull-out bin draws, depending on the size. But really that heft, beef, it's made to be seen. This thing is the showpiece, and it's not shy about it. You can't panel it, and that's kind of the Pro. So really, classic, designer, Pro, in that order. Classic, number one sold. Designer, for that person wants clean, integrated look. And the Pro, for somebody who just says, hey, come take a look at me.
Absolutely. Like this video? Don't forget to like and subscribe. For more appliance tips and updates, follow us at social media at Yale Appliance. Stay informed and inspired. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.